Today we have three cards for May 16th and 17th, 2022, and they are the Page of Wands in reverse, the Two of Wands, and the Emperor. The Master Plan. But first we must talk about the moon. The eclipse was incredible, the best I've seen. I managed to get a bit of time lapse and hope the bats, aka the sky mice, who came out to play right about the time it started to go dark, would show up in the picture. There was only one for years, then two, now there's three. I still have no idea where they go or where they come from. But here they are, every evening, occupying my porch. I mention the moon because today's card in the center of the picture is the Two of Wands of the suit of fire, Aries, Sagittarius, and Leo, the entrepreneur looking to explore, expand, and widen his or her horizons, and can be called an emperor in training, which is important to remember should you be being watched by the boss or potential boss, a.k.a. the emperor, number four of the major arcana, and the fatherly authority of the tarot today in the upcoming position. The Two of Wands is serious about his or her ambitions and future, usually holding a globe with one hand, a.k.a. global potential, when considering business projects, relationships, and plans. For a spread with this much fire, this energy is well-focused, controlled, and applied. On the Morgan Greer card, the globe held by this ambitious human is a white, glowing, full moon-like orb. Bzz. Minor arcana talk about daily business, but the Two of Wands is ambitious about long-term plans. A partner or potential partner may not be up to the Emperor's standards. Another big story in the sky of 2022 is Jupiter in Aries until this time next year, powering up all this fire energy, which is also about confidence and leadership. Besides widening horizons, literally, widening perspectives also apply. I'm having a deja vu over these cards. Visiting or reaching out to someone older, a father figure, may be something you shouldn't hesitate to do, or at least make plans to. The Suit of Wands is a travel suit. The pages are young, if not literal children, then young at heart energy. Or immature, if you will. The young page, a messenger, holds a tall walking stick, taller than he or she. They hope to measure up to someone or something. In the reverse, this is a failure to launch card. We can't get something new off the ground for whatever reason, intentionally considering the retrograde energy or because of the retrograde energy. The reversed page of wands lacks confidence or has trouble expressing themselves. If this is your own kid, the Two of Wands may suggest your expectations are high or your own communication style, stern and strict. This seems like someone who has emperor ambitions. Bossing up is one of the first things I heard when these cards turned over. The twos talk about partnerships and mergers, and there may be an opportunity coming from someone who is an authority in their or your field. No matter what this spread is talking about in terms of future plans, the emperor commands, expects, and, in the upright, deserves respect. Professionalism in all communications, actions, and appearance is required for this position. The Two of Wands, looking ahead, considers all possible obstacles and delays. Emperors always had, and still have, astrologers.